you. Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about the dual effects of nitrification inhibitors on nitrous oxide emission from agriculture. So in this presentation, I will present the results from a literature review and also from a case study. So just some background information. Nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas about 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. And globally, agriculture contributes to around 60% of the anthropogenic nitrous oxide emission, and this is due to the fertilizer nitrogen input. And nitrification inhibitors are recommended by the IPCC as a potential mitigation option for agricultural nitrous oxide emission. And there are many studies that have investigated the ability of the inhibitors to reduce nitrous oxide emission and in many agricultural systems. So how nitrification inhibitors work? Nitrification inhibitors inhibit the conversion of ammonium into nitrate as the final product. Inhibit the conversion of ammonium into hydroxylamine, and as a result, the nitrous oxide resulting from nitrification, denitrification, nitrified denitrification will also be mitigated. So meta-analysis have shown that nitrification inhibitors can decrease nitrous oxide emission by 31-44% by different studies. On the left graph, you can see that the study by Akiyama showed that nitrification inhibitors reduce the emission in the upland system, in the grassland system, and also in the paddy system. This is the overall result: upland system, grassland system, and paddy field. And a study by Tapa et al. Shows that nitrification overall reduce the N2O emission by around 44%. And when they break down into different crop types, soil pH, texture, etc., all are reduced. So when you look at this vertical line, so anything on the left of it means reduction. However, nitrification inhibitors prolong the retention of ammonium, because during this conversion, when it's blocked, so ammonium nitrate is reduced and then the ammonium is left in the soil. From the meta-analysis by Chiao et al., they show that nitrification inhibitors reduce or decrease nitrate content in the soil, but increase ammonium content. And as a result, the ammonia emission is increased by around 20-40%. So the emission of ammonia is quite significant, because it can be deposited, and the deposition of ammonia is a major threat to the environment and also to biodiversity, for example, eutrophication, and it also indirectly contributes to nitrous oxide emission through the subsequent nitrification and denitrification when the emitted ammonia is deposited on the land. And as a result, ammonia is also called indirect greenhouse gas. The IPCC estimated that around 1%, or a range of 0.2-5% of the ammonia emitted is converted to nitrous oxide after deposition. So from the previous meta-analysis that I've shown in the previous slides, they included the studies that focus on either nitrous oxide or ammonia, and also they express the effect of the nitrification inhibitor as percentage change, but not the absolute difference. And so this precludes the estimation of the overall effect of nitrification inhibitors on N2O emission. So we conducted a review on the studies that simultaneously measure the two gases under the treatment of nitrification inhibitors. And here are the results. So we included, from the literature, we found that there are 18 observations from cropping and also from pasture, and these are the different inhibitors that they used in the study. For the direct N2O emission, you can see that all of them are negative. It can reduce from 8% to up to 52% or 57% actually, and amount is mostly within 5 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, so the maximum is only 4.5. However, when you look at the ammonia emission, in general, the nitrification inhibitor increases the emission, and it can be up to 65%. When you look at the amount of the ammonia in kilogram nitrogen per hectare, it can be up to 18.7% kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And among the 18 observations, there are 3 observations that shows a little bit reduction, but this reduction, this one, and this one is all within 1 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Okay, so what we calculate is that when we do the overall nitrification inhibitor effect, we add this one and the ammonia volatilization one, multiplied by the emission factor 4, which is the IPCC default factor for the percentage of NTO emitted from the ammonia deposition. So if we use the average value, which is 1%, or the mean value, all of them are negative. But if we use the upper range, 5%, you see that four observations already show the positive effect. So from the literature, we couldn't find any study that investigated the NTO and ammonia emission simultaneously on the vegetable production systems, and also techniques that they usually use is the chamber technique for NTO, like a closed chamber. For ammonia is open chamber, and therefore we conducted paddock scale measurement for NTO and ammonia emission from vegetable production system, and this is part of the Australia's National Agricultural Nitrous Oxide Research Program, or NANOP program. And in the vegetable production system, they applied a lot of manure and also the synthetic fertilizer. And in our site, we tested the chicken manure with and without DMPP, or 3,4-dimethylpyrazole phosphate. And the equipment that we use is open path FTIR, and it can measure paddock scale measurement, and it's continuous, like 24 hours, 7 days per week, and it's non-intrusive, which means there's no disturbance to the soil during measurement, like when you put it compared to the chamber technique, you need to put the chamber on top of soil and disturb the soil and the gas emission. So the result, the graph above shows the nitrous oxide emission, and this is the manure application. The blue dots means without DMPP, the inhibitor. The orange dots means the plus DMPP. And you can see after manure application, nitrous oxide emission increase, and for the blue dots are higher than the orange dots. And within this period, the NTO emission decreased from 5.7 to 3.6 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, and it's a decrease of 37%. For the ammonia emission, again, it's increased significantly after manure application, and the plus DMPP, which is the orange dots, are generally higher than the blue dots, and it increased from 12.4 to 17.2 kilogram, or a 39% increase in ammonia emission. So in summary, from these results, we can see that nitrification inhibitors effectively decrease nitrous oxide emission. However, this beneficial effect can be weakened or even reversed when there is a concomitant increase in the ammonia emission or indirect NTO emission. So it is very important to include nitrous oxide emission, indirect NTO emission, when evaluating the effectiveness of these inhibitors in mitigating the greenhouse gas emission. I guess the last point is mostly for implication. So when we applied nitrification inhibitors to reduce NTO, as the result shows that ammonia is also increased, so how can we mitigate that together? The first approach is to use a double inhibitor, which is a combination of nitrification inhibitor and a urease inhibitor. So urease inhibitor inhibits the urea hydrolysis and reduce the ammonia volatilization from the application of urea. However, for the ammonium-based fertilizer, which is not urea-based, and then we need to find some the urease inhibitors will not be applicable. So we need to use some substances with high affinity to bind the ammonia ions, for example, silite or lignite. And another alternative approach is where practical, the manure or the fertilizers should be incorporated in the soil, and this will eliminate the gas emission. And finally, we'd like to acknowledge the funding bodies, the landowner, and also the assistant from the field and laboratory. And thank you very much. Any questions are welcome.
Thank you. I think we have time for a couple of questions. If anybody has them.
Sorry?
And how did you mix the DMPP to the...
Oh, the DMPP for the manure, this experiment we applied as a solution. Commercially, should be in a product, but for this test, we apply as a DMPP solution. And the rate is 6.6 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, but it varies according to, you know, what is the manure application rate, etc. Yeah, but the rate we applied is in excess. Yeah. Oh, but it depends on the rate of the nitrogen as well, I guess. Thank you.
Okay, and any other question? I guess.
Rex. Have you ever tried to kind of compare the FTL result and the regular chambermeter?
Yep. Yeah, we did some comparison, and we found that they are around 5 times difference, but it actually depends because different technology have different limitations. But for the micromag, because it can measure paddock scale and it's continuous measurement and cover all the spatial variation, especially for the nitrous oxide emission, you know, there's different hotspots, and so we think that we have confidence in the measurement. Yeah.
Okay, so I think this concludes our session.